This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up?
What's going on? I don't know. My head is a little scrambled right now. What's going on at the Corielli house? Is there any disputes or arguments or anything fun that?
I'm in the middle of a. I haven't said one way or another, but I'm toying with lying to my wife about a white lie. And let me walk you through this. This is just life, and it's such a nightmare. I got this giant snowblower, and I was on the road, and Jackie calls and says, it's not starting. We got a light snow. I really want to use a snowblower. I come home. My father-in-law looks at it. Starter's broken. He goes, you got to take it to the power shop. I talked to the guy at the power shop. It's a place where he sells equipment, but he also fixes stuff. You got to make sure he's there. Call before you bring it in, but he knows you come and bring the snowblower in. My father-in-law goes, I'll come to your house. We'll take it together in the pickup truck. So, okay, I can't do it one day. And then the next, finally when I can do it, I'm like, hey, I'm not going to call my father-in-law. I'm going to hook up my trailer, which I'll show you the photo of in a second. Took these two giant beams, ran them down like a ramp, and I'm wheeling this snowblower up. And I almost get all the way onto the trailer, and I can't get it the rest of the way. I'm afraid I'm going to throw it on my back. And I see the beam sagging from the weight of this goddamn snowblower. And I'm like, if these beams snap, this snowblower is going to land on my body. I'm going to be fucking paralyzed by a snowblower, right? So I wheel it back down. I turn around. Long story short, I get it to the place. Guy looks at it. He calls me up, and he says, your electric starter's broken. But you can still manually start it, and you're good to go for a bunch more years, bro. Just come back and get it. I'll show you how to start it. So I go back 2 days later. I've got my trailer again. We're outside. He shows me how to start it. He goes, yeah, forget, don't worry. The starter electric one is broken, but as long as you keep it warm, blah, 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 use this. How much? You don't owe me anything. I gave him a tip. He helped me turn it on and drive it up onto my trailer. What a nice guy. All good to go. Now, I'm driving home. Now, Patrick, you can show this photo, right? Check out this photo. That's my trailer. You see my trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's from World War II. I think I talked to you about this in the past. It was an ammunition, like they'd attached that to the back of a Jeep in World War II to carry ammunition around on the battlefield or wherever. I'm driving that home, back side roads by me, doing 30. And there's a car like riding my ass. And I don't want to be that guy slowing everybody down because I got a hitch. So I'm like, I'm doing 30. I'm making sure of that, right? And that person eventually turns. But that's my point. I'm like, I'm on it. I'm not being puttering along. I'm cranking the radio. I get down the road and I stop at a stop sign. I just happen to look in the fucking mirror. My fucking snowblower is in the middle of the road about a quarter of a mile back. The whole thing rolled out of the back and it fell on its side and I didn't even know. And I'm like, holy shit. And I got this stupid army trailer. I can't just slap this thing in reverse and turn around. So I turn into the first driveway I see, right? So I turn into the driveway. And as I'm trying to back the trailer out, it's such a nightmare. Every time I back out, it's jackknifing. So I got to drive it forward, straighten it out, try again, drive. Meantime, I see a guy drive by in his truck. And he sees this thing laying in the road. Then he gets out. And I'm like, animals, bro. Animal. Like, first car that drives by and sees a snowblower in the road, picks it up. Not even like, you think of maybe 10 minutes later, someone would finally be like, whose is that? But no, this is the new America. You drop something out of your truck, 5 seconds later, the next car's going to. Right. So I can't back this thing out. I keep trying. So now I got to roll down my window and yell out to the guy because now he's out of his truck. He's doing one of these where he's looking at it and looking around. Looking at it. What is this move? if you're looking around, you know you shouldn't be taking it, right? So I'm yelling, yeah, that's mine. I can't turn the thing around, but that's mine. And I'm not saying it like, don't take it, it's mine. I'm saying it like you're probably wondering why it's in the middle of the road. I'm like, yeah, it's mine. And then he goes, yeah, no, not like that. I'm like, yeah, no, guy, you're not happy to help. In your head, you're like, you thought you had a snowblower. And now you don't. Not only do you not have a snowblower, now you look like a jerk if you don't help the guy whose it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I finally turn around and I pull up. And now there's another car that stopped and he gets out. And I pull up the other car. That guy goes, need help with anything else? And I saw Ben once, but anything else? What did you do up till now? And why are you getting out? Holy shit, did someone get shot? It's a snowblower in the road. Everybody relax. It's going to be in the front page of the news. So I go, no, good. Thank you, though, right? So he drives off. Now, the guy with the white pickup ends up being a guy named Sid. Nice guy. I set up my beams, and he helps me roll it back up and get it back onto my trailer. And then he's like, why didn't you close the trailer hitch door? Is it broken? And I'm like, it's not, Sid. I just didn't think it would roll out. I'm very embarrassed, but thank you. He was right, you know, so I latched it. So I get home, and I take it out. I roll it down on my driveway, and I hand yank it like the guy taught me, and it starts right up. So I'm like, nice, still good to go. And then I go to put it in drive, and it won't go forward. It won't go back now. You gotta roll the whole thing. So I fucking broke it. It fell off, and now the drive shaft broke. So, you know, holy shit. So I wheel it into the garage, and I turn it off, and I check my phone to see if it's going to snow within the next week because I'm going on the road, and it's not. So Jackie comes out, and she's like, was that the snowblower I heard? And I was like, yeah. So you got it going. I said, yeah, you can start it manually. Oh, good. So it's good then for a few more years at least. I'm like, yeah, yeah. You know, but like, so right now she thinks that thing's good, but it's not good. It's actually, now it is officially broken because I dropped it off the back of a truck.
Yeah.
So. It's so embarrassing.
Are you going to get this
It's how fixed? Embarrassing. I'm going to go right back to the guy and go, hey, you know how you fixed it? And he's going to go and show me how to use these. Yeah, I dropped it off the back of my trailer and now it actually is broken.
Yeah.
I don't know what my play is. I don't know what my play is.
That's the play. What do you mean you don't know the play is?
I told Jackie, he said it's real old and that it could break down at any moment anyway. So I'm thinking, I wait till the next snowstorm. Hopefully I'm home. I do a fake push and then go into Jackie. Drive shaft broke. He was right. It was on its last leg. What do you think? Instead of being the dummy who didn't put the back hitch up. I mean, bro, how white trash is that? Fucking equipment's falling out of the back of the trailer? Jesus Christ. Act like you've been there before, bro. I'm trying to live the small town life.
We're talking more than just it falling out of the trailer. Thank God there was nobody behind you that fell on top of their car or they got in an accident because they had to swerve out of the way because white trash Pete... Right. Doesn't lock up the thing properly. I mean, what is that to begin with? Like, what do you mean? Do you think it was going to roll out? What do you think it was going to stay?
I just thought because it's so heavy, it barely moves anyway. I actually took my gloves and put them under the wheel. Like, oh, that'll keep it from rolling. I was cranking a song called
Glove Move.
True Colors by Cyndi Lauper. And your true color shine. And you don't hear that one normally on the radio, so I had that bitch cranking. Bro, if I didn't have a rearview mirror, I wouldn't have known I didn't have a snowblower until I got to my driveway. Holy shit, that is La La Land.
And you know what? That guy that was trying to steal it,
he's probably questionable. I don't know.
He was trying to take it.
Yeah, he was.
He had a pickup truck with him?
Oh, yeah. Big white one.
Oh, that guy's staking shit out of people's garbage is left and right. Believe me. This is the type of guy that would have took your snowblower home, right?
He would
have put it on, and then it wouldn't have worked. He would have fixed it right there. That guy has the ability to fix a snowblower.
Oh, yeah.
If I saw a snowblower in the middle of the road, I go, fuck it. What am I going to do with that? Right? Like,
right.
That's a certain personality to go, oh my gosh, no more. If it doesn't work, I can get that thing going, no problem.
Right, right.
That's that guy.
Absolutely. And then there was that, I could sense that feeling with the way he was looking around. It's like, you know, it fell off of somebody's truck. They might be coming to look for it. So how quick can I get this up on my truck and get the hell out of here?
Find escapers.
You know, that's the, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. But I, yeah, no, right there with you. Like, for me, people like me and you, if it don't work perfectly, whatever it is, it's dead to me. It's useless. But guys like that, you know, something just half broken, they, you know, they're like, oh, give me a half hour. That puppy will be brand new.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. We, you know, we, who was it, your joke? That, oh, no, Pat McGann had a joke about, you know, pots and pans when they get old, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Instead of like washing them and trying to get the shit out, we just throw them out. Like, you ever throw out a pot that you're like, hey, it's going to be a bitch to clean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just throw the fucking whole pot out. That's what he was saying. Like, he'll throw a frying pan out just because he don't want to. It's ruined because
yeah.
It's got a lot of char on it. Too much. Just throw it out. We'll get a brand new one. Same thing with the snowblower, bro. Once you heard that you had to manually start it, you should have just left it at the place.
You know, I was thinking about that, but then I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go have to get one right now. Let me at least get through the season. So I figure I'll bring it home, get through the season. And then Jackie's like, will I even be able to manually start it when you're not here? I'm going to tell her, you know what? You're not going to be able to. I just don't think she ever needs to know this unless she listens to the cast, because that's like really stupid. You go to get something fixed and then you break it on the way home. I mean,
yeah, no, it's not your proudest moment. I want to just pose this question to the women in the audience who are living in, you know, winter-like conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there a lot of women out there snow blowing their driveway? This is like,
hey, listen.
Jackie's got to be a unicorn on this, right? I don't see a lot of women out there with a snowblower.
No, they're all out there. Listen, you know, it's like a bear attacks and you're a pioneer woman. Your husband's not there. You still got to protect yourself from the bear. Someone's got to, you know, I'm not home. Someone's got to take care of that.
No, I get it. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's a big move to be, you know, working a snowblower.
I got a guy. What's your take on this, man? Sometimes we get like 4 inches, 5 inches, just enough where I'm like, do I go get it out or do I just do a slide with the shovel, right? Now, I always get my sidewalks. It's part of the package. I want people to walk by. Again, if I don't have the time, I'll just give you the width of the shovel, but I'll give you a pathway. I'm not saying you can go hand in hand. You might have to go single file. Now, I'm doing my sidewalks and I look and there's a guy who lives 4 houses down. Right? I don't know him. I think he moved in maybe in the past few months, but I don't know him at all. He's got the four-wheeler, like, you know, four-wheeler thing that people use, but he's got a plow on it. Now, the house right next to me is a professor, a woman, and he comes down the sidewalk clearing it all. I see him. Stops right after her, right where my property starts. Turns around, goes the other way, and I'm like, now, does this guy think I don't want him to do my sidewalk, or is this guy like, nah, I seen that guy stand up. He's a dick. I ain't doing a sidewalk. I felt like it was on purpose, man. I felt like it was a state.
Definitely. Yeah. He don't like you.
He doesn't like me.
He don't like you. That's a big move. If you're going to do that, if you got one of those, you have one of those.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun to just do the whole block?
I know. I got another neighbor who has one, uses it sometimes. I love when he does it. He does the whole town, man. And then I got one of my close friends, like friend of the family close, real good guy. When it's a big storm, I'll just look out sometimes in my house. He just pulls up with his plow, does a back out with his pickup truck. Just one shot, boom, my driveway's nice. That's
so nice.
That's nice when you got that, when you got a plow connection like that.
Nice.
So that's where we're at with that. Yeah, that's where I'm right now. I'm in the middle of a half lie. Not really a lie. Just didn't tell you what really
was. It's not a lie. You're not divulging the truth. That's all. I don't worry about it.
It's working. I was like, yeah. I could say yeah, because I'm like, you're not going to need it for a while, so Yeah, for now.
Well, yeah, it works, but not fully. Yeah. I want to get your take on this. I'm going to tell you where I'm at in my career.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's just different levels. Coming out of a restaurant the other night, and I'm going to get into my car. There's paparazzi there. Right?
Yeah. Now, where, what city? Where were you? In L.A.?
Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. You're in...
There's one paparazzi there. Now, when Kim Kardashian comes out of a restaurant and there's paparazzi, the flashes start when she's still in the restaurant. So when she's coming through the doors... It's lightning, right?
Yeah.
This is where I'm at. This guy ain't even there for me. This guy's looking to probably click somebody that he came for, right?
You're like when you go fishing and you pull it up and they go, "What is it?" You're like, "I don't even know." And they're holding it up. You got to wait till the captain comes over. He's the only one. "Oh, that's a dog down at our fish. You throw that back." We don't even.
I come out and I see the guy and he recognizes me. And it was like, if I was him, he was like, "I don't know. Maybe it's worth some money. I don't know. Let me just get it. Let me just get him. Just in case someone." So there's people waiting for the valet, right? And I'm getting flashed up. So I go, "It's about time. I've been waiting for this moment," right? I'm giving the guy all he needs. You know, like some people go in the car like that, like this. Right, I'm out there. Take it. Right.
This you're like, might can I give you an email? Can you send me some of the
bro? This is we asked the paparazzi to take our photo with our camera of the group that I went to dinner with.
Oh my god.
I go,
yeah.
Lana's like, "We should get a picture." I go, "Get one with him." I go, "We were using this guy as our personal photographer."
That's great.
Most people don't even want to talk to the paparazzi. Yeah. I'm sitting there. This guy was like, "All right, already. Get in the car."
He was like, "Listen, I can't be doing this with you." And then a Kardashian comes out and I miss it because I'm getting your Christmas photo here. Now, I know some of them call ahead of time. Do you think if you called and said, like, "I'm in the Ivy and I'm coming out," you think they'd be like, "We know, we don't like"? Or do you think like they're like, "Get a team over to the Ivy"? Like, because I know a lot of those people call the paparazzi, bro. You don't call them, so.
Well, call them.
Part of the move. It's part of the public move. It's what you do.
I think if I called the paparazzi and I told them, "Listen, I'll be at the Peninsula tonight and I'll be coming out around 8:30. They'll go, "Thank you. Have a nice dinner." There's no value to the photo.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Now, did you really say, you really did say that to them jokingly? You said, "We're about time, where are you?"
I go, "It's about time." You know, and like, I was just goofing around. You know,
I know, but knowing you, did you have a moment later on, laying in bed or the next morning, where you were like, "Nah, I should have played it more, like act like you've been there"? Was there any second guessing it?
That was me to a core. Like, self deprecation humor always wins.
Because you're like telling them, "This is what you'll get when you photo me: a few laughs, a little banter."
I'll just say,
they don't like that though.
They what?
They like if there's a ticket on the windshield, they like the guy who just takes the ticket off and never looks at them. Mad. They don't. The minute you break the fourth wall, it's like, all right, he's breaking the fourth wall. Wrap it up. It's not TMZ, guy. It's the photo here.
The way I look at it is, the more you go, stop taking my photo, the more they take it. If you like hang out and talk to them, there's only so many clicks that they're like, okay, we, you know. I outlast the paparazzi.
I don't know. Like, let's
yeah, you don't know. I tire them out.
What? I don't know if you tire them out or if they're just, you know, done watching the seal bounce the ball on its nose. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's another way of putting it. They got enough, but I'll stay.
You don't want to... Guy, don't give them anything and they'll never leave is what I'm saying. I'm saying you're walking through the airport and they're taking photos going, what do you think of what the Cat Williams said? What do you think of what Cat Williams said? You're doing this. The people that care about me know what I think of Cat Williams. Like, you're not telling them. Oh, my God, he's not telling us. Keep it going. Bah, 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 bah. If you go, well, I think Cat Williams... All right, we're out.
That's what I'm saying. If you engage
you
with
them...
You
should punch one of them. Sean Penn punched one of them, and he got goddamn, movies up the office left and right. Not really punch one, but you got to get angry, guy. Get like, man, like pretend you want your privacy. Can't believe you. I can't do... I'm just trying to make a living, do a career. I don't need to... I'm with my friends and family trying to have a steak. God damn it.
No.
Get it from the left. Get me from the left, Bobby.
I think you do that, it's funnier. If you go, guys, just leave me alone, all right? I'm out with my beautiful wife. We're trying to have a private dinner. And then you go, all right, guys, what do you think? Yeah, like, get the car. You know, like, goof around. Goof around.
Right. Well, maybe you're right. I don't know.
This guy asked for my autograph.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not even hard. It's unheard of.
Right. That's so awesome, man.
This guy got so comfortable with me. He goes, can I get your autograph? What else you got to sign? He goes, nothing. Just...
Maybe you're right. Maybe the word will spread, man. If you go out in front of Sebastian's house, there's a chance they'll invite you in for a coffee. Yeah, I know it's exciting now, but it makes me wonder, like, do you think when the Kardashians have a moment where there isn't paparazzi, that they're like, honestly, that they're like relieved, or that there is also that sense of, because I know you've brought this sort of thing up with other people on high levels of performance, where they're like, uh-oh, is this the start of it being over? Is it over right now? And then click. And it's not so much that I'm great, photo me. It's a sign of the level where your career is at, right? Like the minute they're not there, is it like, you know, or like
then,
I said,
yeah, then you get worried. But my relationship with the paparazzi has been very, very minor. There was one night I was coming out of a sushi joint in Malibu. And I don't know if I told you this on the cast, but Lana and I were coming out and we were getting lit up. And I thought, wow, it's on. This was, I'm going to say 6-7 years ago. And then Kanye was behind me. Yeah, and I was like, all right, that ain't my flashes.
Right. Well, you can imagine even just going to your film with De Niro when the premiere, and we were walking the red carpet, me and Jackie. And I was telling Lindsay, like, a couple times people take photos and we're like, guy, don't even do the charade. We're just walking the carpet, my friend. Like, so you even take that to a different lower level, at least with you. If I'm taking a photo with you, and I don't want to be rude here, but you know, if you don't wake up you take a photo of a famous person, and then, you know, something happens that night, you're like, I got the last known photo of the guy. Like the next morning when you're still alive, then I could throw that out. Well, that's useless now because he's alive this morning. But I call it, if I was paparazzi, to just in case he or she don't make it home photo.
Oh my God, the last photo seen alive. Yeah, that's got to be worth something.
Yeah, before John Lennon got shot, there was somebody right next to him. Hey, John, can you smile? Click. It's all right, a little foggy. Pow, pow, pow. Holy shit, $1 billion. $1 billion, right? That's why they're probably filming Kardashian before they even come out. Because if they come out and trip on the door frame coming out. Oh my God. We didn't start shooting yet? Come on, that's gold. That's a crazy life. That's a crazy life. Yeah. Always on. Always have to be.
Did I tell you that I went to the golf committee meeting? Did I tell you this last time?
Yeah, you had that meeting with them. We're waiting to find out how that's going. Yeah. Any updates with that?
I'm playing golf this Sunday. My golf game is not good, bro.
What happened? Does that affect membership?
Put it this way. The guy sponsoring me goes, have you taken any lessons since we last played?
Bro, you're playing for membership right now. I mean,
I'm the guy at the club that they might avoid if I get in. Like, you play with Maniscalco yet? No, why? He just takes 5.5 hours. He's looking for his balls.
Play nine. You know. Play nine. If you're gonna play with him,
yeah. No, not. I think nine's the way to go. By the time nine comes around, they're like, all right, you know, like they could figure out. Jesus Christ, we got another nine with this guy. If it ends at nine, they're like, all right. That's digestible.
This is like, oh man, this is nerve wracking, man. Knowing the way you're playing for right now. Let me ask you a question, in all honesty. When you play 18 holes, do you ever have possibly in one of those 18 holes where it gets to the point where it just pick it up? Like, or do you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes, like, the amount of times strokes is so high that they're like, we're in double figures, guy. Just pick the ball up.
No, I do it before that. I'm a great guy to play golf with because I know my abilities and I don't try and fake it. So if I launch one into the weeds or whatever, I ain't one of these guys that goes in there, you know, combing grass to find the ball.
Yeah.
If I can't see the ball as I approach, I take another one out, I throw it in the fairway, keep it going. Just let's move, bro. We ain't looking for balls here. This ain't the Masters, you know?
I understand that, but I feel like, especially at a country club at this level, if you can't finish every hole without maybe stroking so high that it's just ridiculous, are we even golfing together? It's almost like I'm playing basketball and you're running next to me. Yeah, you're not making any... You're like not even playing. You're like, if I hit it in the woods, I don't go get it. Well, that's good, but you know, well, we're still not playing together. We're supposed to walk to our balls and chat. You're just like next to me with no ball drop. Beat it. This is a public golf course behavior. You got your game is public level, bro. It's public level.
No, believe me, I'm not saying it's country club level whatsoever. But
can you get
speaking,
a membership where nobody has to play with you? Membership, like you won't ask until you're better. Like is there an obligation if you're in and you show up and there's someone else, they only have three today? Go, ah, fuck, he's here with a single. Shit.
I might be that guy. I might. I don't know.
You're a fun guy and a great guy, don't get me wrong. But the golf level, it's like...
No, the golf level, like... You know what kind of golfer I am?
Yeah.
When I hit it, my question is... Anybody see that? That's the first thing out of my mouth. Like, right. The trajectory of my ball is so awful where you... Your eye would naturally go to watch a ball. My ball don't go in that. So when I hit it, I go, anybody see that? And everybody's going, nah, lost it. You lost it because you didn't even think the ball could go where it went.
right now. Over 18 holes, though, is there also a possibility you might have one of them squibblers that just ends up by the woman's tee? Is that possible or never? That doesn't happen.
Oh, no, absolutely. I could hit a ball and I could ground it and it could definitely, you know.
And do you play that one?
I'm the guy. I'll hit it. But I'm the type of golfer where I go to the ball and everybody is ahead of me.
Yeah.
And the caddy's got to go, hey, guys, you move out of the way. And they look back and they go, holy fuck, that's where he hit. You're like, They can't even believe. You're like...
Yeah, by the time you're done golfing, you're closer with the people playing behind you than you are with the people you're golfing with. Oh, shit. Oh, man. So, like, when do they let you know if you're in or not? And who let you know? And if it's no, you're not in, I mean, who's getting that on the way out the door? Right? Yeah, I mean, come on, man. And what do you go? Now you go to another place, and they go, we heard Wing Foot didn't let you in, so obviously... Why would we? You're like, well, those guys didn't understand me like you guys do. Like, if you... Like, do you have a backup? Do you have your, like, community college golf license?
I got no backup. It's this one or that's it. I mean, listen, I don't think I'm going to get denied membership on this, but I definitely have to improve my golf game.
You should call that paparazzi guy, ask him to meet you by the entrance and start snapping away as I'm going in.
Like a rainbow.
True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, peaking at number 10 on the countdown.
It's from coast to coast.
I'm Casey Kasem, and this long-distance dedication goes out to Sebastian. He finally got noticed by the paparazzi. Good for you, Sebastian. It's about time. Even though your golf game is ponderous. Fucking ponderous. Here's Lady Gaga with Paparazzi.
But no, I got golf with them on Saturday. So that's, I'll let you know next cast how I perform. But
now, if you're a member there, like, do you bring Lana there for lunch or is it men only? Yeah, all right. So it's not unheard of to bring the wife there, and
you could bring kids, family there. It's not like, you know, so kid family driven. However, you know,
sure,
you could bring your family for dinner, and you know, they got tennis and pickleball and whatnot. But it's not like so geared. It's like more of a kind of a men's club, I would say.
Right. I mean, you said there's no pool, right?
No pool, no.
So there's really no reason. I mean, maybe kids come for eating, but there's nothing for them to really do.
Yeah, there's not like a lot of activities for kids. Maybe they'll have like an Easter egg hunt on Easter and stuff like that. But yeah, so I'm in the process of that.
I wonder how many times like if you brought your wife, if the other members go, he's bringing his wife too much.
That could happen too. You know, you don't know. You don't know with this stuff.
Feel it out. Well, good luck, bro. Good luck. Seriously, man, because I want to come check it out, man. So,
no, I'm the type of like, if I bring you there, I could possibly lose my membership.
Bro, I thought you were gonna go the opposite and go, I'd probably get accepted on the spot.
Definitely. Well, I mean, bro, your golf game is. I mean, come on. I mean, you're better than I thought you would be, but as far like if I brought you, that means both of us would suck and they'd be like, Jesus Christ, he ain't even bringing guests that are good.
That's true. But I do have to say, you were better than me, but not as much. I thought you'd be like significantly better than me. I was a little I mean, I thought like you would never shank a ball ever. It was really hot. It was really hot though too.
It's the heat.
Yeah. It was brutal.
It's the heat, bro.
Yeah.
I could see the sweat in my eyes.
Yeah, it was dripping. And I was getting particularly lucky in that short period, too. But because that's the thing, you know, it's like the one thing to shank it in the woods is one thing, but when it just trickles 10 feet forward and you're looking at these guys going, what's the call here? Do I play it? Do I not play it? Like it's so embarrassing. The golf outings, they got to name them. Even my brother and my dad, they all created one. It's called Golfomania, you know, and they'd get together once a year and golf it up. But like,
Yeah, man, there's a camaraderie with those golfers, and I'm just not part of it. I get a little jealous sometimes, and I wish I was, but then when I golf, it's just too long. It's too long, man. I'm out here all day. I got things I want to do.
Yeah, I think nine's a good in and out, 2 hours you're in and out. So, yeah, nine's good. 18's good, I think, when you're on, like, a vacation. So we got that going. Today,
they're
though,
beautiful, at though,
2 o'clock.
You know?
It's nice. It's a camaraderie with the guys. I get it.
Hey. All right, so what's going on at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock today, I'm doing Steve-O's podcast. You know Steve-O from Jackass?
I do. I mean, not personally, but I'm aware of him. Yeah.
I met him once on an airplane. Nice guy.
Seems like it.
But he does his podcast. I never even heard of this shit. This guy comes to your house with a van, and you do the podcast in a van, right? What's that face?
Phenomenal. This reminds me of the Jeep show I used to do where I'd come and pick people up. That's
alternate
phenomenal.
Side.
Yeah. That's great.
So this guy's going to pull up with a van. I get into the van. We just do the podcast in a van. He rolls out.
How do you say no?
This guy. This guy, Steve-O, is like, you know, it's the stunts and this and that. His teeth knocked out and bones are broken. This guy is the complete, I mean, you could not get a more opposite man than me, right?
Yeah.
This guy's tolerance for pain has to be through the roof, right?
Unbelievable.
Do you ever go on a podcast and it's like, I got nothing compared to what you got? Like, you almost want to reverse it and go, let me interview you.
Yeah.
This guy put fish hooks, whatever, through his nipples and, like, got, you know, like, whatever he does. I haven't watched a lot of Jackass, but I just know the stuff that they do is like crazy.
Yeah. Right? I think he ran with the bulls, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, whatever he's done, what is he going to ask me that's going to blow his shorts off? Like, what am I going to talk about to him? My dad's got no tongues in his shoes. Like, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny, but I hear what you're saying. It's funny, yeah.
But like, he's just like, you know, like, I feel like when you go on podcasts, right? Yeah. I always think these podcasts are like a Barbara Walters interview. Like, they're going to be like, so tell me, how do you feel when these podcasts, they thrive on outrageous, you know, like these stories of like, let me tell you what happened to me, right?
Yeah.
One night I was out and we were in a basement and this pit bull came out. You know, like I feel like those stories really thrive on podcasts. I feel like when I go on podcasts, they're like, when is this going to be over? Start the van. Like, how bad would it be if I'm doing Steve-O's podcast and the van starts 30 minutes into the fucking thing?
No way, though, man. You got a different thing to offer. But, like, I hear what you're saying. You find, like, what he has to been through to be more interesting because it's crazy. That like, right there, that's a question I want to know to him. Like, what's the difference between bravery and crazy? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, some of the things he does are, like, brave but crazy. Do you remember when the balls, me and Sadie were playing tennis at your place, and I told you all the balls went up above, and I climbed up on the cement wall, and you go, oh, there's rattlesnakes up there, right? I was freaking out. I can't believe I went up there. You tell him that, and they go, what if we film you get naked to your underwear and do an army belly crawl to the other side, and we hope that no rattlesnakes get you? He would do it, right?
I know, but what I'm saying is when you're doing stuff that causes that much adrenaline and that much excitement, how the hell are you even interested in talking to anybody else, talk about their, like, their day? You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone goes, I took a flight from Austin, Texas to L.A., and let me tell you what happened on that flight. And he goes, yeah, let me tell you what happened to me when I had a cow attached to my back. And I'm like, what? Like, it's
just... I don't know, so, right? Yeah.
This should be interesting. This should be an interest. I took the... I like the guy. He's a really sweet guy. I met him on a plane. Really nice guy. And I just wanted to go on this just to see what's in this guy's head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I might switch it around. I might interview this guy. I might ask him to come on our podcast.
Oh, dude, please. That'd be awesome. I'd love to enjoy... Because I just want to know, like, the pain thing. Like, do some people like pain? Like, does it, like, how does a guy walk on hot coals, but I can't? We got the same feet. How is he doing it? It's here, man. It's here. And, like, Steve-O's got that thing, man, that mind over matter. Yeah, anyway.
No.
Yeah.
This should be an interesting podcast in the van.
Absolutely.
Here today, 2 o'clock. It should move us up one notch.
All right. Well, I'm coming out, man. We're going to do some great. Can we tease who we got? The one. Freaking legend, the one and only Jay Leno.
You know what?
I can't believe you got him.
I'm sitting there. I go, who could we have, right? And I got Jay Leno's number. I mean, Jay and I, you know, I've been on his show a few times, and actually, it was on his car show too. We did a car show together.
Yeah.
And I just reached out to him and said, hey, Jay, man, we got a podcast, Pete and Sebastian Show. Love to have you on. 5 minutes? Great. When? Call me. I picked up the phone. I called him. We talked for about 15 minutes. About just, hey, what's going on? Yeah, how's it going? Is that the other thing? He's going to be a good guest. He's going to be a good guest. This guy's got a lot of stories. This guy was the host of the Tonight Show for what? 20 some odd years, took over from Johnny Carson, you know, met every celebrity in Hollywood. So he's going to have a lot of stories. And he's like old school comedian.
Yeah. That's the first TV performance like I ever did before Letterman was The Tonight Show. I shouldn't have even got it. The set was embarrassing. But I have this photo because when I did it, I flew out there. I had to spend the night in a hotel, and the next day I was doing it. So I was like, let me get some color. And I laid out all day by the pool. So the next day when I did it, and people saw it, they were like, dude, what the fuck? I'm so tan. And I got this photo. I want to bring it. I keep it on my wall because I'm so proud of it. It's the first one. I'm got my arm around Leno because I met him, and he came in the green room. We talked for a long time. And like you said, he's a regular comic, but I was so nervous. I just got this photo where you could see I'm so scared and I'm so tan and I'm like arm in arm with Leno. And like, I can't wait to get a normal photo with him without freaking out. Yeah, I'm psyched, bro. He's freaking a legend, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good one.
Now, you had someone else I don't want to mention, but there's someone we talked about that you said you reached out to and they said, I don't really do podcasts because I second guess myself. And then I was going to try and reach out to them. You said you do it on Instagram, but don't they have to follow you to reach out to them? Like to get
some,
a message?
Some, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's the case. Why, did you reach out to them?
I was looking it up, but I was like, you know what, though? I saw him with Conan O'Brien doing Conan's, and I'm like, all right. That was just not true then, what you said about us. So I get it. I'm like, I'm making notes. I don't watch anything anymore with a particular actor that's like, I'm focusing on my podcast. What do you mean focusing on yours? You wake up every day and just think about yours? Just come, get in the car, drive to Sebastian's, and open your fucking mouth. Holy shit. Focusing. That's why David Spade will always be cool, man. He came, he did, we had a good time.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was fun. It was fun.
I want to get Kevin James, but he's not in L.A. when we're ever in L.A., but I want that to be a fun hang, man.
Did he have a new special come out? Didn't he have a new special?
I know he has a new special out. I don't know how new it is. I know he's like doing stand up like crazy all the time, so I wouldn't imagine if he's got another one coming out soon, but he did that movie where he played the coach, Sean Payton. It was great. Great movie. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You know Sean Payton, he's New Orleans, right?
Yes.
New Orleans? Is he still coaching?
He was. Isn't he? Is he the guy now doing back with the Broncos, right?
Oh, he's with the Broncos.
Speaking of football, for all you young guys out there especially living that sort of metro lifestyle in some of these cities where fashion really matters, like here, what am I going to do? You want to know what's cutting edge. I don't know if you see Watt and his co-host doing football on the weekends. I mean, it's like half football commentary, half men's fashion show. I mean, did you see the beige trench coat Watt had the week of the AFC championship game?
No, I missed it.
With a beige turtleneck. I mean, just looking good, looking lean. He lost all. He's looking very lean, you know, in like a. If the guy should be doing action movies, man. But anyway, it's like obviously there's a contest who can dress cooler because these guys are tearing it up with the outfits.
Yeah, no, they got a lot of style on these shows. I'll be in Vegas for the Super Bowl next week, and Watt will be there. I'm doing shows there at the Wynn. So
Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing a Super Bowl weekend. Wow, man. Rock and roll.
Super Bowl weekend at the Wynn, 4 shows. I'm going to the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What's your take? I've been on one Super Bowl in my life. I was fortunate enough to take my father, and we sat in a box, right? These tickets that I got are not in a box. They're Gen Pop. In the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather watch a football game from a box or from the crowd?
Well, again, it depends. If it's my team, from the crowd. If it's just a game, box will be nice.
All right. We'll see how this all works out. Right?
Well, yeah.
And I can't give you any more information. I can't give you any more information because there's a lot going on here. That I can't get into right now. I'm going to have to get into it after the game.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then I'll let you know how this all works out because there's a lot of moving parts.
I bet, man. It's going to be a who's who.
Should be a really great weekend. I'm going to be doing a lot of press there on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. So it should have a lot to talk about the next time we get on here. But I got to bolt out of here, bro.
All right.
There you have it, guys. Thanks again tuning into the Pete and Sebastian Show. You got any dates coming up you want to? I know you were chirping on Instagram.
I don't know where we're at with when this is going to air, but PeteCorielli.com. I got Toronto coming up, Montreal, San Diego. As I said, go to PeteCorielli.com. More dates are added and get your ticks. Thanks for everybody who's been coming out. It's been fun, man. So there you go.
There you have it. SebastianLive.com for ticket information in regards to the tour It Ain't Right coming July 2024. And a lot of exciting things in the pipeline here. We'll get into it next week right here. Pete and Sebastian.
The show has ended.
I feel like when I go on podcasts, they're like, when is this going to be over? Start the van.